So hello, everybody, and welcome to our actually last ERC Elite Gold Gold Plus call for the month of December and for the decade of the, what do you call this decade? You know, it's the 20s, the 30s, but the teens, the because it's not all, you know, whatever. The decade is just about over, and we have about two more weeks to the decade. Those of you who came to, Diana was there, to our vital Q&A call today. I did a little visualization, and they had people imaging like, okay, it's a year, it's 10 years from now, the decade. What have you accomplished? What are you doing? Where are you at? What's going on for you? And I actually did Diana's for her because she couldn't get her thing open. But, and she said it was pretty close to what she would have done, because I had this, I said, I have a dream for you, Diana.
It was perfect. You said it probably better than I could have.
Well, there you go. Thank you. But I visioned that. I visioned that for you for sure. And I said, well, I said 10 years, because 10 years is, it's far enough out that you can be crazy in your dreams and, you know, not feel like, oh my God, how am I going to do that in a year? You know what I mean? If you think in a year, your reality hits you, right? It's like, oh, what's realistic in a year? 10 years, sky's the limit. So what can you dream, right? So I'm excited about mine, and I shared what mine is, and it's like waking up right there. My house is just right up on the beach, and I see that when I walk out, and I go out for a run, and I go in it, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So all right, so some of you have questions that you've submitted in advance, so I'm going to go through those. It looks like Diana is first. Results back from the parasitology. Bifido. Yay! Bifido's growing now. Kimchi's working. Yay! So we can look at your stool analysis. Who else? Let me see who else I've got on here. Kathy's just showing up. No shares, no questions. Let's see. Jenny, no shares, no questions. Yeah. And that's it. Okay. So just three of you that we have that from today. So Diana, is it okay for me to share my screen? Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow my mic didn't want to unmute, but that's normal. Yeah.
I don't know if it didn't want to work on the vital calls.
Yeah. Sometimes I just have to go out and come back in on that. And I always push it so that it says to use the mic. So sometimes it doesn't apparently work. But anyway, it works today. Didn't work earlier, but.
This one says March 6th. That's not the one. Let's see. Why is it not? I don't know why the orders of these get out. There, December. Yeah. All right, I'll share my screen.
You might want to open them both.
Yeah, I usually do like to open both.
There's some results in there that are actually worse. Lots of good ones, but
it always happens that there's something, you know, because the body is, it's, you know, up and back and up and back, right? But one thing gets better, or one thing doesn't show as a problem until something else gets fixed. And then, you know, anyway, I've seen that before. Let's see. Now I have to find it again. Because I reorganized it. Let's see. Diana Palmer hair. Insulin. It was a January-ish one, right? Here we go.
March. The March one and then the December.
Yeah, I've got them both now. All right, so let's look at the December one in order, making sure that the date, that's the right date on this. They always, okay, it's at the bottom. All right. So one plus bifido. So we still need to work on getting it up, but it's
there.
It's there, at least. Let me share my screen.
Yeah, share the screen. We have victory.
There we go. So you have bifido, whereas before you had nothing.
Still no lacto.
Still no lacto.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Good. All right. So let's look at your commensals. So there's a couple of a chronobacter.
Yeah, that's gone.
that's gone, but now we have the straps. Okay. So, are you at a point where you could increase those, the amount of Bifido you're putting in your probiotic food?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do is go ahead and start increasing
just
a little
very
bit.
Very little. Like, yeah. And go slowly every few every days time. Rather than that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's fun. Where I do find the kimchi is so delicious that I have to be careful not to eat too much of it. You know, like I'm trying to increase, and but if I increase a little too much, then I pay dearly.
You pay the price for it. So it's really, yeah, these guys are hard drivers. Now, as you try to, as these guys go to get killed off, which probably happened with this one, they release the endotoxins in their cell walls. And there is, like, I'm concerned about the 4+ on the.
Me too. Absolutely. That's strep. How the heck did it get in my gut?
Yeah, well,
I can figure out where it came from.
Okay, it's been there. It's been there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's been there. These are commensals, so they only show them when they're higher. These guys are living in there all the time.
Right.
Right, okay. And usually they don't show because they're not high enough to show. As soon as they hit a 1+, then they'll show. All right, you know, crowding them out, right, by bringing these up. These are better, but not, you know, completely better, right? There's still no growth on that, and it's just a 1. So bringing those up. But certain things can kill them off, and those are things we can certainly look at. I'm just a little concerned about the rapidity of killing them off, creating symptoms. So we'd have to go gently. I would be using herbs. I wouldn't be using heavy-duty herbs. I wouldn't go to Biocide, and I know you've used that in the past.
No, I'm not going to do that. I dug out Stephen Buhner's herbal antibiotics, and I looked up those specific ones.
Okay.
So as you see, I've got my little dog.
All right. Are there any? Is there overlap between them? I'm sure the gamma and the alpha strep have overlap. Is there an overlap with that and that Pseudomonas?
Let's hope so. I haven't really gotten into studying it yet. I've only had.
So I would pull up, you know, pick, you know, what really resonates with you and read the other aspects of what those herbs do to make sure that you feel consistent and congruent with what's going on in there. And I'm talking this way to Diana because she's like our herbal queen. Mostly I would be pulling it up and talking to you specifically about if it was any of you, the others of you are not that familiar. But she has such an herbal apothecary already, and she has such an herbal collection in her garden that if she could find some things in there that are going to be making sense for her and that she has real easy access to, then she can put those together rather than me saying, oh, I think you should do this one or this one or this one. But if you have any questions, of course, and you want to bounce them off me, of course, I'll.
I haven't got quite far enough along in that yet, but it looks like I do have some of the recommended herbs already on hand. So I'll probably do a little bit more work on that and make sure I can get everything with the, you know, like one trial or maybe one or two without, I don't want to overdo it. And the first thing that I also thought of is those are bacteria. So I've been taking like half teaspoonfuls of colloidal silver a couple times a day.
Okay.
And that shouldn't hurt me.
I've had people who have. It was too fast. So I've been working with somebody with a really bad dysbiosis, and I had her on a rotation, and when she got to the colloidal silver, she got lots of symptoms. So I told her to back off and keep going. Now she's back around again in the colloidal silver again. And even with small doses, same thing. So it's either it's too much for her or it's just her body, you know, it's not good for you. So just play with it. Don't like go into a whole teaspoonful all at the same time. Just go slowly with it.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
Like I said, about a half a teaspoon. And the first day I just did it once and just sort of watched the day. And yesterday I did it two times. I did it half a teaspoon in the morning, half a teaspoon.
Yeah. And just pay attention. And if you're then gradually build it up. Yeah. Cause silver, when we do these sensitivities, a lot of the silver, they don't do sensitivities, unfortunately, if it's commensal, they only do it if it's the pathologist.
I noticed.
Yeah. But your yeast is gone.
It's gone. All of it.
Yay.
Microscopic everything.
Microscopic everything. So that's a big thing.
That first page was happy dance time for me.
Exciting. Let me look to see what you had last time and the rest of this.
Last time we had the rototula and then we had a few on the microscopic, but they didn't notate them. And so the rotations that I was on was all based on the recommendations at the end of this, where they cultured them out and tested them. So
yeah. So that's good. And, and you're good. And I would, have you been continuing to take those? Yes. So I wouldn't just stop. I would just very slowly back off.
Okay.
Very slowly back off.
Because well, I've actually been doing that for like the last 2 or 3 months.
Okay. It's
because the dosage was starting to bother me and my anus was starting to get very unhappy again.
Yeah.
So I've actually backed off quite a bit on all of them already.
Okay. And you were off of them for several days when you did the test because, So I would just keep gradually building, doing it backwards as opposed to just going, oh, yay, way to go. Yep. And then they go, hey, thank you, Diana. We have room to grow still.
Yeah. And then the other thing that we had started trying in September, Susan came up with a suggestion of a resting week where we have the 4 weeks where we rotate the 4 weeks on
and then a rest week.
And then she added a rest week, and boy, did that help a lot.
Okay.
And then, so that, you know, I have been slowly kind of backing off on that. So I was real happy to see that we did get rid of the yeast.
Yeah, the yeast
is gone. And then that made sense that, you know, my body was trying to say, you've killed us.
Yep.
You don't need to dump any more of that.
You don't need it, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then there's no parasites. So
no parasites. We're still good there. Now, that's the problem. There's the big one right there, elastase. It got worse. Not better. So did the butyrate. Got worse.
Not by much.
It's going the wrong direction.
It's going the wrong direction, and it's not by much. So it's like, why? What's happening with that, and why? Pancreas a little bit more strained for some reason, right? More demand, but no, you've had probably less demand because you've been doing the smoothie dinners.
Yeah, I've hardly eaten anything at all that would cause distress.
And you're taking some digestive enzymes?
Lots. In fact, I've got the whole assortment here if you want to go through that. That's what I was thinking. We need adjustment on that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe an adjustment on that. Are any of them pancreatic enzymes or are they all pretty, you know, plant-based?
That's where I get confused. I've got the protease 375.
Okay.
That I take in between meals.
That's like, yeah. Stomach.
Do that twice a day, morning and between.
Right, that's your inflammation ones. What's the other one that you just told us?
I've got Dipan 9. I'm taking two of these before each meal.
Okay, Dipan, I'll read it. I think that has some pancreatic bovine.
It has pancreatic porcine, and it has amylase, protease, and lipase.
Okay, and how much are you taking in that one?
2 capsules before each meal by 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And then I also take a fermented enzyme.
Okay.
This one is Dr. Axis and it's all fermented organic vegetables, but it's got a whole slew of the pancreatic type enzymes, amylase, cellulase.
Well, they're all pancreatic enzymes.
Right.
But they're ones that are produced by the pancreas. Some of them are plant-based and some of them are from pancreatic tissue.
Okay.
Right. And then the ones that are from the pancreatic tissue will oftentimes have pancreatic, you know, tissue in there that helps to rebuild the pancreas.
Correct. Got that. And then what was the other one? Oh, that was the other one. See, I had been in the past when I was doing the Kelly and Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez protocol. I had this pancreas, the porcine pancreas, which is a natural glandular.
Okay. And are you taking that now?
I'm not. I dropped that. I had been taking it at the beginning with the digestive issues, but I dropped this one and exchanged it for the protease.
Can you, I would say, let's see what happens if you add it back.
Okay.
Okay, just that one, because that's actually going to give the pancreas what it needs to rebuild itself.
Okay.
So right. I'm not a big fan of glandulars. I don't use them unless it's really needed. Okay. But it may be that your pancreas needs some support because you had the long-standing blood sugar issues for a long time. That's a strain on the pancreas that you didn't even know about, right? So I would say what's the dose on that? Is it 1 or 2?
Well, that's his dosage is one of that he determines. I've heard him say as many as like 9 per dose, like several times a day. The dose here says 1 capsule. So this is basically, this is Dr. Nicholas's stuff.
Okay.
And so you really have to go to him to get the exact dose. I had been taking somewhere between 1 and 3 in my protocol. So yeah. I've gone as high as 3 per, but with the other one, I don't know if that I need to do that. I could probably just start with 1 per meal.
I would start with 1 and just see if that gives you some extra support there.
Yeah, because I am having digestive issues since I did that test. Remember, I just talked about
it
last
week. You went off of everything, right?
I went off of everything, and even when I was off for 7 days total, and then when I came back on it, my stomach is just really unhappy, and it seems like it's getting worse by the day. I'm starting to.
Even though you're back on everything that you.
Everything's yeah, I'm back on everything. I've been off every the hormones and stuff for the Dutch test, which I did today. But no, I've been back on the exact protocol I had. But I'm starting to get like when my stomach's empty, I start getting cramps and pains and sort of ache, just an achy tummy when it's empty.
Any burning?
No burning. But see, this has taken me back to 35 years ago, plus when I had the actual ulcers. This is kind of how it started, is I started getting this achy feeling between meals, but that went on for several years before it became the acid stuff. So there's definitely some digestive issues.
Yeah. Are you doing anything like DGL or slippery elm?
No, but I have them on hand in case, so I can actually add those.
You might want to add those and maybe do 15-20 minutes before each meal. Yeah. And you can just, if you're getting that feeling in between, I would do it in between then.
Okay.
And just to kind of get some soothing going on in there.
Yeah. What I used to do is just eat soda crackers. And as long as my stomach didn't get completely empty, if I ate a couple soda crackers, it would go away.
Yeah.
So although it doesn't burn like you would.
Well, that's just like mopping up the acid, right?
Soaking it up. Yeah.
Soaking it up. And that almost, are you taking bitters?
Yes. Before meals.
I wonder if you're, low stomach acid has been corrected and the bitters are making you create too much stomach acid. So the things that I would do to test this out, I would stop the actual bitter supplement before your meal.
Okay.
And then I would start the DGL licorice and slippery elm.
Okay. Should I do those before the meal or in between?
Well, I would do those before, because it's likely that it's, well, you could do both, actually. You could do both.
Yeah.
So I would like you to not do it between the meals till we see. If you just add it before the meals, if it makes a difference, and stop the bitters.
Okay.
And see if that makes a difference and you don't get that feeling, that achy feeling before the next meal.
Okay.
And if you do, do that a few times, you know, do it for like a couple of days.
Okay.
And then if you do, then start with taking it in between meals.
Okay.
To soothe it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Angelica, are you taking notes by any chance?
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Yes.
Good, thank you. My notes sometimes aren't readable by the end of the call.
And if I try to take notes and talk to you at the same time, I get like...
Well, I know, I have to try and read my notes. So
cool. Yeah.
So glad you do that, Angelica. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Angelica. She takes good notes too. They're very, very thorough.
Oh, yeah. Lynn Rose is asking if we should reduce the proteolytic.
Decrease it? You're taking them, you said, between meals. Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. What?
Okay.
How many are you taking?
Just one.
Between meals.
Between.
Stomach. Yep. I would, yeah. So for like 3 days, you stop that. You stop the bitters, and you start the slippery elm and the DGL before the meal. I'm going to put her back on mute. She doesn't realize how loud her background is. and then do that for a few days, right?
Okay.
And then go back and add the bitters back. If that helps,
okay.
Right? Go add the bitters back and see if that does it, pushes you back into that pain again, then we know bitters, right? But if it doesn't, then go ahead and add the proteolytic between, because that's a good point. That could be aggravating. And if the lining isn't, I mean, you could take proteolytic between the meals as long as the lining is supportive of it, right?
Yeah, we didn't get the H. pylori on this test, and we're probably still dealing with that. Could that be what's decided to act up right now that's causing some of this?
It could be. It certainly could be.
Okay. So it used to live in my stomach and gave me that ulcer, but we got rid of it. But apparently didn't get rid of it. It just moved down into the duodenum or lower.
Down. So that's another point, is if all of that doesn't work, then I would get like the mastic gum or some of the H. pylori type stuff to get that under.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And the thing about the bitters, you know, and if you take HCL or bitters, the H. pylori will love that environment.
Oh.
So it's actually not good to be taking.
It likes the acid environment then.
It likes the acid.
Okay, so like when I do the baking soda test to see if I need the HCL, I'm belching before it even really gets to my stomach. I mean, it's practically instant, so I don't have a problem apparently with having enough acid in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a good thing, I suppose, but that could be an indication H. pylori's down there creating that acidic
creating it again, and that you don't need to be doing the bitters.
Okay.
And that extra bitters was actually creating more stomach acid, which irritated the lining again.
Okay.
So you gotta be really careful. With histories of ulcers, I'm, you know, really careful about proteolytics between meals.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So this is your current one, lactoferrin. So the inflammatory markers are still good. I'm just going to compare them. And your secretory IgA was 62. And now it's 69, so you've got better secretory IgA. Let's see, butyrate.
Butyrate's down even more.
And it was.
Yeah, it's down.
It was 0.55. I'm just looking to see how much. It's not a huge percentage.
No.
You know, things that feed it, right? So getting that bifido up is going to be really helpful for that. Have you ever tried Larch arabinogalactans?
I had bought it, and I didn't remember what I had bought it for. But as I was looking up that butyrate and how to increase it, I said, that's why I got that stuff.
That's
so yeah, the last couple of days I'm adding the arabinol to my
Now, skin. Don't do all the stuff. So if you've already started it, great.
Okay.
Stabilize it, do the other stuff, and then don't, because we don't want to get mixed like, oh, was it increasing the Larch or was it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, I do have it.
It's not significant, but it is there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's the bifido.
And then somewhere along the line, we also found a little combination of the different seeds and that'll increase that by feeding the bifido, the fibers, psyllium. What is it? Psyllium and is it chia? Flax. Yeah, flax was one. Anyway, some of those seed things can be ground into powder.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Just make sure if you grind flax or chia into a powder that you increase your water significantly because
it
will absorb it. Right.
Yeah.
And then you get this big old hunk in
Flop.
There. Yeah. And then,
Flop of gel.
That's the opposite effect. Like psyllium, if people don't drink enough water with psyllium, they're like, wait, psyllium's supposed to make me move my bowels and I'm constipated now. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Got it. Right. Absolutely. pH, and the pH is better. Up just a little bit. So is that a good number?
Yeah. 7 is perfect. Okay. Yeah.
We have then. That's it. We're all good news then.
That's it. We're good. All right. You know what to do. You got it.
Happy dance.
Yeah. And let make a note of what you decide in going through Bruner's and put it in your supplement sheet so we know what you're going to be doing.
Okay. I will do that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a quick question. I've never seen a stool analysis before. When it said inside and outside, does that mean whether it's inside or outside the acceptable or the goal range?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So there's a goal range, and then if you're outside of that range or inside of that range, right? Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of like any other lab test where you want to be, kind of in the middle. Or, it depends on which it is. Like the pH, I like it, right? I think 7 is a good one, right? Versus 5, versus acidic. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this test, are the ranges ones that you agree with? I know some labs for blood tests, they're not.
Yeah, these are more functional ranges and these are functional lab tests. Every now and then I'll go, yeah, I wouldn't worry about this one, or I like it a little higher than the range. Like sometimes people have butyrate that the percentage is a little bit higher than is in the range, and I'm not concerned about that. So there's certain ones based on my experience, I'm like, no, I'm not concerned about that. Or, you know, sometimes if the secretory IgA, for example, is in the range, but it's at the very low end of the range, I'm wanting to do some things to help move that up to increase the capacity secretory IgA has to do the immune system in the gut. So I don't want it to be at the lower end of the range. I kind of like it to be in the middle to the upper end. If it's in the too high range, then I start to think, is there something growing? Is there some kind of immune stress there that's making the body need more? And so there's a lot that goes into an analysis and that I don't actually talk out loud, but it's just like, you know, umpteen years of doing this. And I may think that a certain range is good for you, but not good for Diana, just based on, you know, what I know about your history and all that.
Yeah. And is candida, I hear so much about candida, but I don't have a very good understanding of it. Is it a yeast?
It's a yeast. And it's actually, there's certain species of it that are normal inhabitants of the GI tract. And they live in, you know, coexist with us, same thing on our skin. We have strep and staph on our skin all the time, right? But it's when we get out of balance that they create an imbalance. And that's the issue with candida. So when they measured it, and she had this weird strain of it too, it wasn't just like the candida albicans and some of the other more common ones. Then we're like, you know, we want to get this one under control. But the big thing is up there at the top where she had low bifido and low lactobacillus, even though it was back in the range on the bifido, it was at least showing on that. We want to get those higher so that the normal flora creates this nice army that keeps out the other guys, right? And that's why the ones she had in the yellow, what's called commensals, those are normal inhabitants as well. We have so many things that live there, but they need to be in balance. And when we have low numbers on the good stuff, those guys tend to grow bigger and then they can cause problems.
So I know that shingles is a nerve and an issue and an immune system issue, but do you feel that that has anything to do with your gut as well? Or is that just strictly, do you think, immune system?
It's a good thing. And there's, you can't just say just immune system, because the immune system is really important. The gut has 60% of our whole immune system is in the gut, right? And if the immunity goes down, or if the gut is creating an immune burden because of microbiome imbalance, that's going to put a strain on the rest of the system. So with shingles, you know, people have a tendency to it. It's a herpes zoster. It's like, you know, from the chickenpox virus. And so it will be latent in the body. And then when there's a stress, similar to herpes simplex, right? If you have a stress on the body, like for me, I always have an outbreak on my lip if I go out in the sun and I don't put sunscreen on. Okay. I have such a habit. I will not walk out the door, even if it's like overcast, without grabbing my lip sunscreen. Because I've had that happen where I'll just go, oh, I'm only out for a little bit, and boom, right? And if I wasn't under, you know, not sleeping well or whatever, then it wouldn't be a problem. But when you're traveling, right, traveling is a huge stress, right? All this immune stuff on you, plus the stress of travel and time zones and all that. So whenever the stress gets high enough, those latent viruses that live in the nervous system will come out, right? Chocolate, too much chocolate can cause a shingles outbreak. Right.
My sister has horrible, the herpes simplex. When she gets an outbreak, it's terrible. She'll get just huge, welts up inside of her nose. Ooh. And just, yeah, incredibly painful. And she, yeah, she, I hate to see her go through that, and they're awful.
Yes. So really important, you know, getting stressors under control. Right. And, for that, you know, sometimes you've got to be supplanting with some of the nutrients. So when your arginine lysine ratio goes out of balance, you get an outbreak of that. So it's really important to be looking at being careful and not eating too much high arginine food. So chocolate, nuts, they're all high in arginine. So she has a tendency to have that. She may even notice that, you know, that after Halloween that she has a worse outbreak, or certain times when she's eating more of the foods that would create that imbalance. So one of the important things when there is an outbreak is lots of vitamin C. And that the first tingle, like that first little tingle, oh my gosh, you got to catch it then. Tons of vitamin C, as much as the bowels will tolerate. Lysine, just supplementing with like 2000 milligrams of lysine every day. And then getting off the chocolate and the nuts. And then, you know, zinc is another important one, right? And she probably has similar genetics, right? Because you have that zinc, right? So she's probably got a genetically difficult time keeping her zinc up. So I would say she can do those kinds of things as a preventative.
It's interesting. I don't usually have any sort of a herpes simplex outbreak, but I've had shingles 3 times.
Yeah. And they are, you know, they're it's a different strain, but it's the same family, right? So they're a nervous system. They're related to the nervous system. They live in the nerve roots. They go dormant in the nerve roots or, you know, in the areas around the mouth or the genitals. And then they pop out when there's a stress. So they all have very similar effects. So yeah.
Yeah, I got shingles after a bike accident that I was in, and it was the first time. I was only 18. I had never experienced it before, and I got the handprints around my waist, almost like the shingles followed the nerves that were all around.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they follow a pathway, and that's when it's on one side and there's an outbreak. It's generally not, but if it's two sides and it's a similar position on the body, and you can follow it around from front to back. I mean, back to front. Yeah, that's usually a clear sign that that's what it is, right? And again, you got to go off the high arginine foods. It's all very similar. They're similar approaches to dealing with them.
I had another question that I've been wanting to ask, and it reminded me when you were talking about the vitamin C and the tolerance for your bowels. I've read that vitamin C flush is an effective way of clearing your bowels. Like if you've almost like when you're getting a colonoscopy or something. One person that I was just asking questions about of it, she was saying that she'll do it like once a week. And
That's a lot. Sometimes when you're trying to figure out your dose, it can change. Like somebody with a lot of allergies and a lot of histamine type reactions, you do it once and you go, whoa, I've got to do 60 grams. That's a lot of vitamin C. So doing it again in a week to see if that helps to replenish some of those pathways that are needing it. So then you could drop it down. Some cases, people will get that bowel flush at a lower dose, maybe 10 grams or 7 grams, and they do it for a week. And sometimes I'll have a feeling like, I think you need more based on your symptoms. Let's do it again. But I'm not so mean as to ask people to do it once a week because it's a pain in the ass to do, quite literally. So I really like, okay, let's do it again in 2 weeks or a month, right? But some people, depending on their gut, if the gut is really irritable, they will do that flush and then their gut is a mess for days. So we have to lower the amount. Typically when you do it, you want to then take 75% of that amount, but sometimes you have to let your gut rest a day or two with just small doses and then go back to it.
Well, the method that she used was a teaspoon and a cup of water every 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Yes.
Is that typical?
Yeah. And if it's all written up in the program, I think we have it in, it's in the gut stuff that you're going to be going through. And then it's in the sweet spot. And then it's also in the body freedom part with the vitamin section. It'll talk about how to do a vitamin C flush.
All right, great. I haven't gotten to that yet. So
yeah, thank you. You will. You can't get to all of it all at once.
Why not?
Why not? We need one of those little USB drives in the side of our head that we just go, boom, got it, done. Let's just move on.
Why shouldn't I be able to digest 20 years of information in a couple of months?
You're not Einstein, right? I don't even know that Einstein is, you know, that can have that capacity. Maybe Jeffrey Bland, he seems to have that he's an amazing functional medicine researcher, and he has this amazing capacity for remembering everything. Like I used to take classes from him, and way back when I was still in school, back, you know, so this is ages ago, decades ago, and I'd go to his weekend workshops, and he would go, "Oh yeah, that reminds me of the study. I think it was in JAMA. Yeah, 1945. Smith, Jones, and you know, Burl, and they did this study." And everybody's like he's this encyclopedia. And so much so that I had been to his classes really early on, and I hadn't seen him in like 15, 18 years. And I went to this conference where he was teaching. He had a new book. I bought the book. I wanted to go up to him and get him to sign my book. And I went up to him. I said, "Hey, you probably don't remember because, oh, Rita Marie, I haven't seen you in a long time." And I started talking to him. I said, "Wow, he remembers me." Then I said, I think I was at the very first, it was at the Functional Medicine Institute conference. I said, "I think I was at the very first IFM meeting." He goes, "No, you weren't. You were at the second one in Palm Desert." Like, this guy is like totally amazing, right? I'm like, "Oh, okay, you remember better than I." And I went, "Yeah, no." He goes, "The first one was in Maui or whatever." And I said, "Oh, I know, I never went there." So it's like, yay. Linda, Angelica just put up the link to the Flush documents. You could read it, right? There's a lot of ways to do it. That's the one I like. It was from Dr. Russ Jaffe, and I liked his approach to it, and I like the product that he uses for it, PERC.
Are there any negatives to it?
I know. Yeah. So irritation of the bowel, right? And some people who have already an irritable bowel, I'm like, you know, let's not do this. Let's just do it the opposite way. Start with a gram. Go to 2 grams. Go to 3 grams. Go to 4. You know, just gradually increase it. If you start to feel your tummy get a little loose, your bowels get a little loose, then back off. So that's the way. That takes longer to do, and you don't get the flush effect. I think Angelica had a good experience with the flush effect. Like, wow, I just felt so like light and good for days after. And when I first learned about it was at a conference by this Dr. Cathcart. He was an MD in the area where I was living in California. And he was telling me about how he started reading Linus Pauling and started doing this. And he did the flush, and he thought, well, I'm constantly getting sinus infections every whatever. So let me do this to see if it helps. And he did it. He got up to 60, and he started taking 60 a day. And then he realized within a few weeks that all of his allergy symptoms went away. So he was like, wow, that's really cool. So he kept doing it. He goes, 60 grams a day. You know, you have to put it in your water and just sip it slowly throughout the day. Who can take 60 grams of vitamin C at one time? So he started doing that. And every time he tried to back off, he goes, okay, I'm going to try going 58, 56. And every time he backed off, his allergy symptoms came back. So he had been, when I spoke to him, 3 years doing 60 grams a day. Yeah. It's an expensive habit. But it works, right? It keeps him, you know, whatever. For whatever reason, his body just needs that much. Yeah. I think in combination, though, with a really clean diet, and one of the things I will say about most of these functional medicine doctors, their diets are not as good as ours. So I watch them eat, and they'll go, "Well, I still have this whatever." I'm like, "Yeah, but look what you're eating, right?" And they serve really not so good things at these conferences sometimes, you know? So they talk about the dangers of, you know, dairy, and dairy shouldn't be this, and gluten this, and sugar that. And then you go out to the buffet, and there's the rolls and the butter and the dessert. I'm like, there's a disconnect here. And I just eat the salad. Yeah. Because that's all I will eat of all that junk. Anyway, so thank you. Good questions. Good questions, Jenny. You always have great questions.
Dr. Rita Marie, I got one thing I'd like to ask really, really quick. I did the blood spot fatty acid test this morning, and I bled like a stuck pig.
Really?
My blood is very, very thin
now. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to, should I start backing off some of the fish oil or something?
Well, how much are you on?
I've got 3 different
omega. I'd rather see you do your test again. Like, you did an advanced lipid profile, right? Back when, and that's when we put you on that?
Right. And it changed a lot. All my lipids came back in line, and the only thing was the LDL was still a little bit on the high side, but everything else was in
line. But the particle sizes, I would want to make sure. I mean, you could. I mean, certainly could. I want to make sure you don't get to a danger point where you get a little nick on your finger and you bleed out. I don't think you're at that point. You're about 3 grams of the fish oils?
Probably in that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood? Yeah. So you could either get the advanced lipid panel done again and just see where you're at, or you could slowly back it off. The problem is it's not a symptomatic thing. I mean, you'll notice here, but you won't notice symptomatically if your particle sizes are off.
Right, exactly. You know, I'll definitely get a follow-up on the cardiac panel for sure.
I would do that, and then let's look at that, and then you can start backing it off, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, just like I said, that was something I wasn't, in fact, it's my fingers even bruised.
Wow.
There's even blood underneath, but I had trouble getting it to stop.
Wow. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should back off a little then.
Yeah.
Back it off a little.
Before, but my blood had gotten really thick, and so I've been on this.
Yeah. You could back it off a little bit then. If you actually had trouble making it stop, then I would definitely say.
Okay.
You don't want to go the other way and have a risk of hemorrhagic stroke or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was dripping all over the counter, and that was after I filled
it. From one poke?
For one poke.
Just from the little lancet? I mean, you do your blood sugar regularly and your ketones, don't you?
Yeah, but I almost got calluses in the locations where I do that. This was on the soft spot on the inside. I don't usually poke there.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah.
If it was that bad and it had trouble stopping, I would back off a bit. I would back off. Maybe... If you're doing
three different ones, so I'll probably look at them and maybe drop the one that's...
Drop it. I wouldn't drop it more than 15%.
Okay.
To start. And then just poke again. You know, test it in a week or so and see.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Dr. Rudy, on the same subject of the fatty acids?
Yeah.
I did my test about 2 weeks ago and I sent it in. Now, I presume you get the results?
Yeah. They will send it to us and Angelica will send it to you. So... and they're usually about 3 weeks is what they take. Typical turnaround is 3 weeks.
Yours just got reported yesterday, Rich, and I was off. So we can pull them up now if you want.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yes. Okay. Great. Let me just download it real quick. It literally just came in yesterday. So download it and then I can send it to Dr. Rita Marie in chat.
Yeah, just send it to me in chat and I'll open it and we'll get it loaded up to your...
I also got the vitamin and the minerals assessments done as well, if you want to take a peek at those.
Oh, you did them. Okay, cool. Okay. I think we had gone through everybody that went in, because I don't think anybody had anything else that they'd asked for. It was just, I'm going to show up, Kathy and Jenny. We already talked to Jenny. So yeah, let's go ahead and let me open your thing up. And then anybody else has, you know, questions, comments, stuff you want help with, just
chime in and do it.
Whoops, Sandra?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let me look at this for Rich and then we'll get to you.
All right.
Okay.
Rich.
All right, so you put the assessments in your master tracker so I could see them?
It's in the scorecard. Yes.
Scorecard sheet. Yep.
I got to do the cumulative with my supplements to show what I'm doing, but I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So, here we go. 12/10/19. So, still showing some signs of vitamin A deficiency. I would like to look at what those signs are. The B's are looking much better. The B5 a little bit better. That's the one, you know, that really supports adrenals and the conversion. But the only one that got worse here is biotin. Well, biotin and vitamin C. C's easy. Did you back off your C?
Yeah, I did. I ran out of my supplement and I hadn't replenished it. So that's part of it.
Yeah, and given your environment, right, your toxic environment until June, keep your C levels, keep your antioxidants up there, give as much protection to your body and your liver and, you know, your brain and your hormones and all that as possible.
Yep.
Biotin, any notice of, were you taking a biotin supplement? Were you taking silica? Were you doing horsetail?
I was doing silica a while ago and I ran out of that and I didn't replenish it.
although biotin is really independent of that. So biotin, what?
I wasn't taking it specifically.
All right, let's pull up, we'll look at those, what actual symptoms were showing up that might be something else that's just in disguise. The folate is better, the B12 is better, the C, the D. Have you backed off on your D?
No, I'm taking my D regularly.
And let's look at your numbers on your D. It's getting to be winter now, so you may need to take more to get your supplements. Oh, let me look at your lab first.
Yeah, my D was down previous year ago, 30s, and then I think I pumped it up to 70 the last time I had it checked.
And that was when? When was the last time?
I'm going to say 6 to 9 months ago when I had it checked.
Okay. Well, it's good to get it checked again, especially going into the winter, and especially since you've had a history of it being low, just to see if the amount you're taking right now is the right amount. So that's where I would go with that.
What do you suggest I take? I'm probably low.
I think you're probably low. So what are you taking now?
Oh, I think I'm taking 1,000 IUs.
You're taking, it says 5,000.
Oh, I guess I'm taking 5.
Okay, so you're taking 5, and it's a DK. And do you have an individual D?
I do. I actually have a Seeking Health. I just picked up my last order that came in.
All right, so you could do one of two things. You can get it rechecked now on the current regime that you've been on for the last 6 months, just to see how that's doing for you.
Yep.
Or we could bump it up by about 3,000, do that for 2 to 3 months, and then see. Or I wouldn't even go 2 to 3 months. I'd probably go 2 at the most, 6 weeks to 2 months, and then retest it and see if you're on the right track with that amount.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because especially going through the winter. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Scorecard and these we don't have comparators to. Sea vegetables. You know, again, you do have to be careful with the iodine because of the antibodies, the thyroid antibodies. So we don't want to go too high on that. Did you do an iodine load test at any point?
I never did the test. All I've been doing is taking like one drop of the iodine.
One drop of the iodine?
A day.
All right. Did you notice when you started taking the iodine that you started to get more cold hands and feet or energy lower or anything at all negative?
No change, no.
No change?
I'm cold all the time.
Go ahead and let's just see, but pay attention. Up it to 2 drops and then 3, and just, you know, I would say no more than 4 to 5.
Yep.
But just up it a little bit and just pay attention. Does the coldness get better? Does it get worse? Do you notice any hair falling out? Do you notice any coarse skin? Well, you know, other than male pattern baldness, you know, but more, right? If it's suddenly your hair starts falling out, it's more than just, you know, genetics and testosterone, right? So I would look at that, but just watch that and the cold extremities, which seems to be your most pronounced.
Correct.
And then energy, right? So see if it makes a difference. If it makes it worse, then you back off. But if it doesn't do anything or makes it better, then you know you're on the right track with that.
Okay.
Okay. Copper is easy to get in food. It's nuts and seeds. I'm surprised that you're showing signs of low copper.
Yeah, that's strange because I eat a lot of seeds and nuts.
Yeah. Macadamia nuts are one of my favorite sources of copper.
Oh.
Yeah. And magnesium is showing slightly, is green. No, that's fine. Iron, you know, it's interesting. I've been tracking everything in Chronometer. And iron has been, even on like 40, 60% of calories, I'm getting iron in the 180%. So yeah, it's really, really high. I can share my numbers. I can share my screen and we can look and see what's in there. But a couple of things I've been doing just in the last few days, I started adding to my green smoothies this green powder from Health Force Nutritionals. And it used to be called Elite Green Protein and now it's called Green Alchemy. And it's really potent. And it's got about 15 grams of protein per 2 tablespoons. But it's got a lot of iron, apparently. Let me share my screen real quick and we'll... I am already sure. Am I sharing my screen? No, I'm not.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the page we're looking at on Rich there. But I'm going to look at my chronometer. I was really surprised. I thought calcium was easier to get in the foods I was eating than iron, but it was the opposite. Okay, let's see. I'll log in. So those of you who requested access, have you seen some of my recipes in there? Is it showing up?
How do you see them? I was trying to find out how to do that. Show us how.
I'll show you. Okay. Okay, now I have to go in there. Multi-step security. All right, so let's go to settings. Let me make sure I'm on the right version of it. I'm on my gold. Okay. Get out of the pro, into the gold. Okay, so the way that you would see it, this is not the phone app. I use the phone app as well, but the way you would see the foods is if you wanted to add something to your diary. So you go to foods. Oh wait, diary, sorry. You say add food. If you go to custom, you're gonna see all the custom foods in there. And so you should see a lot of these. What I'm not sure is if Rich adds a food to his custom and Rich is shared with me and I'm shared with Jay, will Jay see Rich's recipe? I haven't figured that out yet. So one way to do it is to put your recipe in and put your initials on it or your name on it. And let's just see who sees it. I haven't been doing that lately, but I know some of these are not my recipes. There's somebody else who's sharing with me recipes. But here, like this is Scott's vegetable soup, which he made the other day. What did I just put in? Cheesecake, I just put in. So you'll see them under there.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
And it'll show up in your all foods. They'll show up in blue.
Okay.
Now the way you add those is you go to foods, custom recipes, and then you just say add recipe. And I could say something like, you know, Rich's tomato soup, right? And then it'll show up in mine. If you add it to yours, it'll show up in mine. I'll be curious to see if it shows up in Jenny's and Jay's and everybody else's.
So yeah, yours are showing up in mine now.
Mine are?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, do you see the same number as I see here? Do you see this like huge, whoops, you see this huge number? Or is it less than that?
Yeah, it's less than that.
It's less than that. So it's probably that you're not, I'm seeing a cumulative of everybody's. But if I like somebody's recipe, I go, oh, I want to share that one. I could open the recipe and then I can do I can make a copy of it. So if I go to foods and it shows my custom recipes and say I see, let's see one that I don't recognize as being mine. I don't know. They all sound like they're probably my recipes that somebody put in from my book. But if I wanted to say this was, I don't know, Jenny's recipe, right? I could say here, edit a copy. So if I find a recipe that somebody else has in here, I could go ahead and make a copy of it and mine, and then everybody that's sharing it with me could share it. Right. So it seems a convoluted way to do it, but I recognize many. This is the Vitamineral Green Smoothie. So let's just look at one of my days. that I filled stuff in. What about yesterday, maybe? Yesterday may not be a good day because I ate at a restaurant. So I did have a lot of greens. Maybe I did. Let's just do this. And then I look down at my my nutrients. See, iron, 177%.
Wow.
So where am I getting it from? Wow, my cannoli filling has some iron in it. Isn't that cool? The biggest sources are the baba ganoush, which means that that's probably the tahini because I don't think eggplant has it on that day. My big salad has a lot of it. My hemp eggnog. So these are all things I made for the show, the Facebook Live yesterday, right? If I look at my more of a normal day, which would be like here, and I look down here, I'm still at 431% of the iron. How did that happen? My Italian green smoothie had a lot of stuff in it. That was the one where I added the powder. That's from that powder. Cancel the green alchemy. So if we look at, let's just pull up a food. Foods, diary. Okay, add food. I'm just gonna, can I look at this? Let's just go to today because I haven't put anything in today yet, other than my sleep and all that. So if I add a food and I go to, I think it's Green Food Alchemy. Health Force Green Protein Alchemy. Oh, somebody put that in. And then it's also here, custom. Let me just look at their original one. Add. Okay, so, yep. It has a ton of iron. All right. So if you're looking for it, that's a great supplement to add for getting iron, right? Safer than probably, you know, just taking iron, right? Because you're taking it in the food form, but it's a really high source of iron. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're looking at a particular nutrients rich, so I would start to track. And then what I would do is I would go to some of these particular ones that are, you know, out of the green, right? And go, yep. Okay, how do I get more of this? How do I get more of that? What am I currently eating that has more of that? But you can also look up foods, like foods, and you can say, ask the oracle they have. It's called Ask the Oracle. So I want to search for iron, let's just say. Backwards, iron. Okay, ranked by the oracle, find the top 25. And I don't necessarily want all the categories, right? I don't care about baby food, baked product. You know what I mean? I just want to look at stuff I might eat. Maybe I'll eat cereal grains. I don't personally, but maybe I'll eat some things from fats and oils, fruits and maybe not, but fruits, legumes, maybe. Nuts and seeds. If you eat meat, you could put those in there, poultry, whatever. And I know you don't. Spices and herbs and vegetables, right? So I just have them search for that particular nutrient. Now I have the top 25.
Awesome.
Look at that. Mushrooms. Holy cow. Mushrooms are really
morel.
Cool. And some of these, morel mushrooms. Thyme, dried thyme. Look how much iron is in dried thyme, right? So there's all kinds of good stuff. Dry dillweed. Dillweed has a lot. I like dillweed, but how much is it, right? Oh, a cup. We're not going to eat a cup, right? So if you're looking at it and go, is this realistic? Then you open your diary and you say, okay, I'm going to put in dillweed. That was the lowest one of that list. Dillweed dried. And a serving might be a teaspoon.
Yep.
Right? So if I... here, you click here, 76 listed nutrients. You can see how much is in that serving size. So I go to iron and it's got half a milligram. So it's not bad, but for a spice, but that was one of the lower ones, right? So if we go back to Ask the Oracle, okay, we can go to what's a more reasonable thing. Well, let's look at how much mushrooms do you have to eat? Now, I don't know how to do like, you know, per calorie, per milligram. But if I were to go there and say, well, how much mushrooms do I really need to eat? Then I could go back here and say, add food to my thing. And I can say mushrooms. Mushrooms, morel, it said, M-O-R-E-L. Mushrooms, morel, raw. Okay, so I go there and I say, well, what's a reasonable size? A cup of mushrooms is a reasonable portion. I could easily eat a cup. I could eat 2 cups of mushrooms in one sitting, right? So then I look at the nutrients and I go down to iron and we see, wow, that's a huge source of iron. Had no idea, right? So you can use this to go through what are your known deficiencies, what's showing up in your assessments, and then pick out some foods to just start adding on a regular basis to replenish that particular nutrient.
That's terrific.
Isn't it? It's the more I get into this, the more I love it. Now, what I don't know is when I signed up, I got the link from Dr. Mercola and I went, oh, that sounds cool. And I signed up. But if I go to foods, custom food, if I go to the add food and it shows me these, it has a list for Mercola. Does Mercola have a button? Oh, he has his recipes in it. Right. So I'm going to look into how do I get a Dr. Rita Marie version that I can get you guys into that would have some of my stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right. I don't know how it is. Ooh, steamed cauliflower puree. That sounds really good. Right. So anyway, so you guys probably don't see the Mercola thing because you didn't use the same link, but that's one of my, on my list to do over this break once I get some time, is to actually contact them and see what kind of thing I can arrange to take my custom recipes that I've already put in there and make them so that if somebody uses my link to sign up, they can get those recipes. Make sense?
Yeah, and as you as you have going forward with your Saturday afternoon recipe presentations.
Yeah.
You could maybe as you, whoever's working on the fine,
Oh yeah.
Analyzing your recipe. I don't know. I guess it might
have them put them in instead of just typing them up.
Just add that in. It wouldn't be, as you go.
It wouldn't take that much longer to type them. I mean, an extra 10 minutes of work and they're already doing it. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of potential. So yeah. Cool.
Well, so while you're here, somebody was asking, I think it was Lynn was asking, how do you do the sharing? So you might want to show that. You go to settings.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Settings.
And then there's a sharing off to the right and you just
right. And these are all the folks who've, have asked me on the last call. Not everybody did. So if you just get the Chronometer app, you have to get the $35 a year version. And then you say, go to share. You can say, add a friend.
Yeah, friends list, and then just type.
And then you just put Rita Marie at drritamarie.com. That's the address that I've used in there. Rita Marie at drritamarie.com. And you do it. And after last call, when I said that, Rich and a bunch of people, Jenny had already been in there. Barbara did it. Heather did it. So a bunch of you, Jay did it. So that's a very small number of you. So all of you can at least get access to my stuff. I'm not going to open this up to the public, just to this group because, and the practitioners, because, it's not that hard. I open up my phone and it says, these people want access. And I just go click, 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 and accept. And it's real easy. The other way around, if I were to be sending you guys invitations, that would be time consuming because we'd have to type your stuff in. But yeah, just go ahead and add me as a friend and you got it, right? And you got access to all these things. And I've been putting in like the stuff that I did yesterday. So as I eat things, I put them in. So yesterday I did the Facebook Live. Have you guys seen that Facebook Live or know about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the link to it. I just put it up here. Huh, where did it go? I was putting it in. Anyway, one person wants to join the group. This is the Facebook version of it, but I actually edited it and took out a lot of the fluff and the Blender stuff and added some extra, links and stuff at the end. So is this the one or is this the, let's see, I can't tell. No, that's the original Facebook one. And at the end, I put a bunch of links at the end. Where did I have it? Here it is. know I had it open earlier. I grabbed the link. Okay, I have to go here, ClickFunnels, Pages. I'll give you the link to it. It was fun, and I went through a lot. You can skip the end where I talked to them about joining Body Balance, but here it is. DrRitaMarie.com/balanced-ED-2020. And I put it on a page, so it's real easy to look at. And what I did at the end was I just put a page of different links that people are asking about during. Oops, I went too far. Anyway, there's a slide at the end that has links on it. There we go. Important links. So some of you want to know about the fasting with food videos, joining the vital community, body balance. I mean, these don't apply to you guys because you already have all this stuff. But let me give you this link. Find my way. It's always hard to find my way around. Back with two screens. And where's the thing with your... here we go. So chat, here we go. And you have access to that. And I made all kinds of cool stuff. Some of the stuff I'd made before, but I put the approximate recipes into Chronometer yesterday because I wanted to see what they were like. So my cheesecake I did last week, but the cannoli filling, a chocolate sauce. Can't remember what else I put in there, but I put a few of those in there. I can't get it to let me add a friend. Do you have the, did you pay for the version of it? Did you pay for the gold version, Lynn Rose? You have to be on the gold version to get that. Yeah. Interesting. Are you on your phone or on your computer trying to do it? Yeah. So you just basically, I'll go through the steps again in case anybody needs to see it. You basically, let's go to the home screen.
I think you need to click on the plus symbol off to the right, add a friend.
Yes.
Yeah, right here. So the way you get to that page is you go, you go to settings. So if I'm back at diary, you go to settings and then sharing, because there's a whole bunch of stuff you could do there. You have to hit sharing. You'll see.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not seeing at all what you have.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I don't
know. She doesn't have the gold then.
You want to share your screen and we'll walk you through it. You might not have gold. You know what happened with Kathy? She thought she had gold and she went, but it wasn't showing and she was on her phone and I had her go through it and then she clicked and it said, oh no, you're already gold. She goes, it said upgrade to gold.
It says I'm gold.
So it made, there may be a back end issue.
I can't share as long as you're sharing.
Oh, let me stop my share. Stop share. There we go. Share your screen and we'll see. I think this is an amazing tool for fine-tuning your diet.
Can you see it?
Yes, it can.
Okay.
All right. So sharing. Yeah. Okay. Scroll it over so I can see. Yeah. Oh, it's cut off. There you go. Friends list. You see where it says right there? Add a friend all the way to the right. Right there. So add a friend. Put my name in. Rita Marie at DrRitaMarie.com. And it takes, I think when Jenny and I were trying to do, I'm like, what's happening? And it took about 5 minutes before it actually registered. So I should get the
notice. I don't have anything else at this point.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all you do. All right.
Yeah, that's all you do. And now it'll come to me.
I didn't see that add a friend. So, okay.
Yeah. So if I go like this, let's see if you're, there is the pending sharing. I'll say accept on her. Okay, Kathy needs to accept from me. And Lynn, here you go. Accept. There you go. We're in. We're friends. Yay.
Okay, so that's all I have to do.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Everybody clear on that? I think it's a great tool. I mean, I think it's just such a great tool. So Sandra had some questions. Whoops. No, I don't want to make this app make me changes. No. Okay, good. All right, Sandra.
All right. Yeah, my question is about on my lab results. Well, this is the one we discussed before. but regarding the super low B12 and the super high folate. So I know that there's a kind of a thing with those numbers when something is not working out, that the methyl folate shows an incredible.
I'm going to look because I cannot keep people's laugh in my head. So I'm going to look at it.
I cannot remember.
And it was on your, it was in your.
In the lab results, 11, the first column, if you look at vitamin B12 and folate serum.
All right, I'll share my screen. Is it okay for me to share my screen?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so lab results US. All right, so this first column, I see. Yeah. Because I don't know that. Oh, you had actually gotten serum done.
Yes.
Okay, so it was the serum B12. It was 83.
Yeah.
And folate 2000. That seems really low. I mean, like out of range low. Do you see what I'm saying? Like I suspect it's a different scale. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it's like,
also it would be 830 instead of
maybe. Can you look at your lab report and see if it says PG/ML? Why is this two lines?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
But here it was 540 back in 14, but then it looks like you added another line here.
I don't know how that happened.
That's weird. Yeah, because it was 540 in 2014, and it seems like it wouldn't have gone that low. I mean, I've never seen people. I think 200 is super low. I don't think I've ever seen anybody lower than the hundreds, even much lower than that. So I would look again.
I'm having trouble. I have this new computer. I'm having trouble with locating some stuff.
Yeah, we need to look at this. There's something wrong in here. I don't remember looking at these.
Yeah, you did.
Because there's some red flags here. This whole section here. Hemoglobin of 4. I wonder if these got changed when these are in the wrong places. These are in the wrong places. I think when Frances, for the elite people, she moved some of your old stuff into your new, and hematocrit of 14, no, that would be hemoglobin. 40, that would be hematocrit. So these numbers are in the wrong place.
So how do I?
MCV, that's in the wrong place. That should be in the 90s. That would be this. I wonder if there was an extra column. I'm going to pass this back to Frances and get her to fix this, because these are like your neutrophils.
No, not everything was. That happened recently. Not everything
happened
was
recently. Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a few things.
Then I'm going to assume this is your MCV, which is high, which would suggest low folate or B12. If this number truly is, I have a feeling it was the D's that she was moving over. Do you remember what your most recent D was? Because you've had Ds tested.
Yeah, I did. I did D recently, but not this time. So it would have been in July that I did it.
Yeah, and it's missing. All right. Is the actual lab report in here? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at that real quick.
It was supposedly under the newest test. Oh, there. That folder, newest test.
Yeah, I'm going to look in there. Because that seems off. And I'm sure Isabel would have gone, help with this. There's something wrong, really wrong here. There it is, B12 folate. MCV high, 92 would be high. The other one would have shown low. Let's see where the actual numbers are. Okay, here we go. Bun, GFR, potassium, globulin. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah, so the 14.1 was hematoglobin, not in the hematocrit, just like I thought in 90. So the numbers have been put in the wrong place. All right, so let me see your, yeah, okay.
Well, originally they were in the right place.
They were, yeah, something went wrong. I was freaking out when I saw this, Sandra. I'm like, wait a minute, how did I miss this? How would I have let you walk away without, like, you know, and I'm like, no, it's something wrong. I felt like I was in a dream state, like where, you know, somebody went in and changed your stuff. I'm looking for your B12. I don't even see the B12 listed here. All right, let's look at the original. I'll have it fixed. I guarantee you have it fixed. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But
so it would be under newest tests.
Under newest tests. Okay, good. And then it would be direct labs.
I think it was your Ultra. Labs. Wasn't it Ultra? Yeah, Ultra, yeah.
CDC this July. Here we go. Okay, let's just see. Yeah, they were transposed. Well, whew. I'll just pass it to and she'll figure it out. B12 was over 2000.
Yeah, the folate it shows that 24 number.
So those numbers were transferred. And then the folate, where's the folate? Yeah, those numbers got all screwy. I'll have her fix it. I don't see the folate in here. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Greater than 24. So the folate was fine. Yeah, but they're both high. They're both showing high. Yeah, so they're both showing high, but your functional indicators are showing low. And it's very common when it's staying in the blood, not getting into the cells because of a methylation issue.
Okay.
Okay.
So do I need to adjust? Or it doesn't matter how much I take, it will still.
Well, the form that you're taking matters. And what form are you actually taking?
I'm taking liposomal.
Liposomal. Okay, and how many drops?
Right now I was doing the B12. I was doing the Numerica one. And I was doing two sprays. And of the methyl folate, I was doing one drop.
Okay. So I'm not as concerned about the folate because you have a lot of good food sources. You're eating a lot of green leafies and a lot of raw veggies, as long as you are still. And if you're not, then yeah. But with the B12, and we always want to...
I do.
You do. I know. That's what I was thinking. So with the... The Numedica is a spray. So when a lot of times when we're doing a sublingual spray, we swallow it too quickly and it doesn't get absorbed.
Well, I keep it in my mouth.
You do keep it in your mouth?
Yeah, I'm getting low. So I was thinking of getting the one from Quiksilver maybe.
Be careful of the ones from Quiksilver because some of their stuff has propylene glycol in it.
Oh, so.
So just read it carefully.
Seeking Health doesn't have it anymore.
They did last time I looked. They don't.
The liquid, no.
The liposomal.
I looked every time I look.
I know they were out for a while. That people were trying to get it. Here we go. That's active B12. 2-day shipping. Let's see.
No, it's not no. Those, the Los Angeles.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to Seeking Health itself. And we'll put in B12. I don't know if that's particular one. No, you're right. They don't.
Yeah, they don't have it.
They don't have it. All right. So let's look up Quicksilver.
How about the Empirical Labs one?
Is it a liposomal or is it a?
It's liposomal methyl.
A liquid? I haven't looked at that one. So let's look at Quicksilver. You have to just look at the ingredients. That's okay. Also Quicksilver. We'll go to B12. All right, holiday bundle, lipo. Okay, so that's like a multi. Liposomal methyl B, liposomal methyl B12, let's see. So I know I heard a lot of good things about Quicksilver and, you know, I looked at a couple of their products. I thought, okay, this is good. And then when I got them, I just ordered a bunch like liposomal glutathione and I'm like, some of these have propylene glycol in them, supplement facts. I don't know what that point of that is supposed to be, but. Okay, so this one's okay. Water, glycerin, and ethanol. Yeah, this one would be fine. Quicksilver would be fine. What was the other one? Empirical?
Empirical Labs.
Okay.
No, I guess it's a different thing.
I guess it's a different company. I'm like, that doesn't look right. Okay. Liposomal B12. Arise Before Christmas. Let's see.
I think you're in a different brand.
Oh, is that a different brand? Okay, let's go back. Empirical Labs, vitamin C, curcumin.
That one.
Glutathione.
Below the third.
There we go.
No. Whoops,
let's see. Sorry, I hit the wrong one.
The third from the left.
There we go. All right, let's see. Lovely. Two pictures of the same view. That doesn't tell me anything.
That one has the folate too.
It has 50 micrograms, so a little bit, 500 micrograms per serving, liposomes, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say what the other ingredients are. So look into what you know, just try to find it. No glycerin. It has supposedly soy-free, so it may be sunflower for the phosphatidylcholine. Yeah, I would look into the ingredients and make a decision based on that. Okay. It looks like the Quicksilver is okay, though. I don't remember which of the products had the propylene glycol, but it was that, not that one. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, good. Phew, I was freaking out there. Like, how did I miss this? Yeah.
Well, I'm still alive.
You're still alive. You would not be functional with numbers like that. You would be, yeah, not good. All right. Let me stop my share. How do I get rid of the share? Stop share. Okay. Who else?
I think we were supposed to look at Rich's lab.
Oh,
results.
Did we get it up? I didn't know if we
did. I sent it to you in Teamwork Chat.
Oh, in Teamwork Chat. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. I was looking here. Angelica. Good. Perfect.
And I just have a really quick question at the end.
Sure. You want to ask it now if it's really quick?
Yeah, it's actually just, I was on the chat. My dad's on statins and I've been wanting to suggest ubiquinol or CoQ10 because I know it gets so depleted and his memory's starting to get not so good. So I found some options, but would it be like 100 milligrams, maybe twice a day for someone that's trying to balance out what statins are doing?
Yeah, I mean, it could go higher than that as well, but I would start there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, is he open to it?
I don't know, but I kind of wanted to have the information ready before I talked to him.
There's a lot of research on it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, just Ubiquin, all right, that would be.
I think that's usually, I like liquids as well. And they do have, Seeking Health has a liposomal ubiquinol. Okay. So, you know, the easier we do to get it in, especially someone who is, you know, older and maybe more frail and debilitated, their digestive tract's not going to work real well. So the better, the more you can get it in through liposomes or sublinguals or topicals, the better. And if he's open to that and not open to taking something orally, Patch MD has patches that it's, so you just stick a patch on his body and take it that way.
Yeah, they have that in Patch MD.
Patch MD. And somebody said they were having 50% off. I think it was Jenny said they were having 50% off. No, not Jenny. Was it Jenny? Somebody else. Somebody said it was to me the other day. I'm getting everybody all mixed up because I've talked to so many people this week. I gotta keep them straight. But somebody told me the other day that they ordered several of them to try because they were 50% off. So.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sure, no worries.
Dr. Rita Marie, I put a link for the liposomal methyl. For the B12, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's share my screen and then I will look at that chat where you put it. This is the empirical, okay.
If you scroll down.
It looks like a better price if it's this equivalent than the other one.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Either one, whichever, is it non? This one, the other one was a soy-free phosphatide. Yeah, this is soy, tested non-soy. Yeah, yeah.
So this is a little cheaper.
Yeah, it's a little cheaper. It's fine.
All right, great.
All right, you're welcome. Just make sure you're pairing apples to apples that, you know, it's the same dose. Yeah.
Well, this one is a kind of a dropper thing instead of being a spray.
I think the droppers are better for your liposomals. It's just easier.
It has the folate, so I don't need to take the other one.
No, I mean, this is only 50 micrograms. How much is in the other one?
I'll look.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 micrograms of folate is usually, but it should be fine given your diet. You should be fine on the folate.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. So these are always fun tests to look at. You're eating lots of chia and flax and hemp and all kinds of good omega-3s, but they're not getting converted. Are you also taking EPA, DHA, like a fish oil or a
fish oil? Yeah.
So the reason these are up in these are excellent, excellent range. The reason they're there is because you're taking them. I bet you're not converting all that well because this is super high. So you're not converting, which may indicate that some of those vitamins and minerals are out of balance, right? So some of the Bs, which showed up, right? Biotin is one of them, one of the conversion factors. If you look on the fatty acid module part of the diet thing that we have in there, it has a picture and it shows you all those nutrients. So B6 is important, B12 is important. Biotin, vitamin C, magnesium, couple of others, right? So you may not be converting as well. So getting more of those foods in is going to be helpful. So work with the chronometer, get those levels up. Your LA, linoleic acid, omega-6 is, it's a little on the higher side than I like to see it a little lower than that. But it is getting converted to GLA unless you're taking. Are you taking a GLA supplement, borage oil? Okay. So you have good conversion here. So this is good. And your arachidonic acid, which is the inflammatory omega-6, is low. The DGLA, you know, may or may not be an issue. Let's just see what your ratios are. This is really a good fatty acid. This is one of the best ones I've seen, Rich. quite frankly. Yeah, your AAEPA is 3.4. I mostly see people with 10s and 20s here.
Oh.
That's an inflammatory marker. So you're keeping things under control. Yeah, the only thing that's flagged a little bit high is this DGLA. And quite frankly, because I think it's better that it's staying at DGLA and not converting down to AA. So the only thing I would say to look at here is increasing this conversion so you can decrease the amount of these you have to take separately, right? So if you look at those nutrients, look at the nutrients that came up, look at the nutrients. Let me find that chart for you. I'll just put it in the chat, make it easier. If you go into Unstoppable ERC and you go to Body Freedom, and you go to Diet Healthy Fats, it's probably here, Managing Inflammation. And there's a chart in here. Let's see if we can find it. It's probably one of the slides. So let's just look at the slides. Okay. So this is the fatty acid cascade. That's basically what that test was showing. And it showed you the ALA up here, which you're getting plenty of because you're eating all these good sources of it. You're getting good amounts of this, not excessive amounts. Your ratio of your arachidonic acid inflammation and your EPA DHA is good. That's very good. So this is the only thing I see is that you could probably decrease the amount of EPA DHA you're taking if you can optimize this conversion. So these are the things that you need: B1, B6, B12, C, E, zinc, magnesium, and biotin.
Okay, so I got to up those vitamins, and then do I take less of the fish oil or just
not yet? You got to do this for a while to get this up, right? You got to be consistent with it to get this up.
All right.
Right, and right now, given your situation with work and the exposures, I would probably not do much with it until now. If you notice, like Diana did when you test your finger, suddenly you're bleeding and it won't stop, then you want to lower those omega-3s.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
No. Okay. So then I would not lower it at this point, but I think the long range plan, and then once you're out of that toxic environment, real cleanup going on, I think a lot of this is going to get managed better. But I would just look at the picture of these. I can't make a copy. I'll just give you the copy of this document so you guys and everybody has it.
Terrific.
All right.
Yeah, I literally had to milk the blood out of my fingers. I mean, I was sore.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had the opposite problem. So yeah, you still need them. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me check my time to make sure I'm not. What time is it? And they don't overdo. 1:30. Okay. I think I'm overdone.
Yeah. I've been
darn. People. Somebody has to warn me. I'm so get into this stuff. I'm late for my next call.
I wanted to learn from this too. So it was selfish on my part.
All right. We're going to go to our next call. Anybody still has questions lingering? Come tonight to the open coaching where everybody will be there. And if not, and I don't see you again before the holiday, well, hopefully Saturday, but I don't see you. You just see me. So wish you happy holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, solstice, New Year, whatever you celebrate. This is a time of year for you to, you know, stay connected to people you love and to really love on yourself big time through this time. All right.
Holidays, everybody.
Bye, all.
Everybody. Here's all. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.